listening to The Bobby Hill Report on Anchor. Liberty, we'll defend. Hey guys, thanks for joining me for another podcast. And I have great news. The Bobby Hill Report is now available on Pandora and iHeartRadio. That is, if you don't enjoy listening to it on the other 7-plus platforms like Apple, Google, Overcast, and many others. And if you haven't noticed, I've been absent without leave from the podcast since about the week of Thanksgiving. And I have good excuses. For one, I've been preoccupied with my house, just doing upgrades and preparing to possibly put it on the market soon, which I was hoping to have that done already, but it takes a lot longer than you expect sometimes to get things prepared and make your house worth something to someone. Let's see, also hunting season, deer hunting, that started a couple weeks back, which with working on the house, I haven't really been able to do much of that. And of course, around this time of year is when it's cold and my body hates the cold, especially my back. And this is the time of year when my back goes out the most and it hurts the most, so it makes it harder to do anything. Working on the house, hunting, even getting up just to do a podcast in the morning, because I have to do it in the morning. When you live in a house with two dogs that, like right now, one's asking to go out, you know, that's just the way it is. So time. And, oh, not to mention, I've pretty much completely cut the caffeine out of my life, just to add to the health benefits of clean living, I guess you could say. I mean, of course, I don't drink, and sometimes I'll smoke a cigar or a little bit of a pipe, some pipe tobacco. My wife actually likes the smell of those. So yeah. And I guess we'll just dive right into the news. Well, first let me back up. So since the last podcast, I guess the masks, the COVID, they're vamping up COVID still, because I believe the election is not over. They're vamping up COVID because the election is still not over. Even the media knows it's not over. They're pushing the narrative, wear the masks, get tested, and all this jive. And that has to tell you something when you think about it. Like, what if they have to keep reminding us that Biden won? That means he still hasn't won, and that there was a pretty good amount of lying and cheating and stealing in our democratic process. And make no mistake, there's the media is totally balls deep in this thing. You know, they're not just a pawn. They're a part of the scam. All of them. I know, it sounds crazy. But that's the only thing that makes sense. Crazy makes sense. And so people, you know, they're still... And actually, when I go out, I don't see as many people wearing the masks. I guess it depends on the day and what store. My wife and I were at Walmart buying some stuff to make Christmas cookies here soon. And yeah, like half the people walking around. I was impressed and I was happy that I could see people's faces again. But and Biden was on yesterday talking about, you know, once he takes over, he's gonna implement a 100-day mandate of wearing a mask for everybody, everywhere you go, you know. And I'm sure that's gonna turn into a 100-day stay home order, and because you know how the communists are. And you know, it looks like I talked about last time, nobody's getting a. I didn't say nobody's getting a stimulus check, but now we know nobody's getting a second stimulus check. You know, which is no surprise. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either way, but you know, these spoiled politicians out there voting and picking and choosing who gets the money that you work hard for to give them so that they can disperse it. And we'll be back after a quick ad break. Thanks for listening to the ad there. And like I was saying before, that I think that it's definitely true that the media knows that the election is not a done deal and the people still have a chance to wake up to the fraud. If you want to really understand this, because if the mainstream media knew, you know, really believed Biden won it 100% fair and square, they wouldn't have to keep going on and on and on about, well, Trump lost, Biden won. Now, I realized Trump hasn't, like, 100% conceded, and there's a reason for that. I mean, he still believes he won, but at the end of the day, after, you know, all the cheating and all that stuff is done, and, you know, there's people out there that are saying, well, the proof hasn't come out, or there is no evidence, nah, nah, nah. And, but there is, and there's, look up Project Veritas on Twitter. These lawyers, they're doing a lot of work uncovering a lot of fraud in the election system and the mail system. I mean, everything. They're doing great stuff, and you know, like I've said before, this isn't about Trump. This is about us. This is about breaking out of the left-right paradigm, you know, and partisan politics. That's my big thing, is moving away from the parties in the future, and not only parties, but the whole elector system. See, if we, you know, people are like, oh, we need to get rid of the Electoral College, but that's not really going to change anything. That's not going to give the power back to the people to elect representatives. No, you have to get rid of the parties too. That way, you know, yes, the numbers of people in a particular state, yeah, you're going to have a higher population still in California and New York, but when you get rid of the party, these liberals or these conservative states, they're not going to be manipulated into voting for the party. Because it's so easy, because nobody pays attention to like the actual people they're voting for the party. Now, I'm not saying everybody is doing it, but a great majority. And it's obvious. If you talk to people, they don't know anything about important topics. You know, affairs of state. They can't tell you any U.S. foreign and domestic policy, and they can't tell you what their candidate or their favorite politician, what their stance on particular issues are, and what their foreign and domestic policies are, you know. And it's so clear and obvious with this past election. I would say more that maybe conservatives are more in tune and pay more attention than the left-leaning liberals, because their goal was not really to get Biden in the White House, but to get Trump out. They would replace him with the devil. Of course, they see him as the devil, but they would, honestly, if Satan was here right now, they would take Satan over Trump. Yeah. It's disturbing. It's disturbing and sad. But anyway, I just want to talk some news here. Of course, we've got the COVID vaccine coming out soon. I believe, from what I've heard from someone in the Tennessee Health Department, the vaccine will go for, when it comes out, the people in the health department, first responders, people in the healthcare sector will receive this vaccine first. And then this summer, in June, that is when the public will get it. I don't know if it's just in Tennessee or if that's throughout the whole country. I imagine because this is a national, quote, emergency, that the feds are in control of all this, the disbursement of vaccines. So we've got that coming. People are talking about, are they going to make us take this vaccine? Is it going to be mandated? Are they going to force us through the use of a card, an actual vaccine card that you carry with you? Is this going to be a real thing in America now, where you can't fly unless you've been vaccinated? You can't go to work. You can't go to school. There already people are losing their jobs because they won't wear the mask. Just imagine the unemployment numbers when people say, "Uh-uh, we're not taking a vaccine." I'm pretty sure there's some people out there that are actually going to stand by their values, maybe more than you think. Now, it's not right for me to tell you what to believe. Just like with the pandemic itself, I know it's not a pandemic, but the virus is a real sickness that only really is a threat to certain people, the elderly, the extremely sick, people who already have something wrong with them. It's a fact. So, what do we do as a country? I mean, it's clear that even without the pandemic, this country, on this election, we've got a big decision to make here. What's going to happen is, or what may happen, is our country may end up splitting in some fashion. I mean, obviously it'll be a geographical thing. It could be in half, or it could be in thirds or fourths. I mean, who knows? Who knows how it's going to happen? But it's trending that way. It really is. Is that something I want to happen? Eh, If it has to, yeah, I would want it. If it has to happen to preserve liberty in some region of the United States, then yeah. And I'm pretty sure we already know how it's going to happen. We know which states are going to go where, and we're pretty much they're going to stay connected, I would imagine. But yeah, it actually. And looking at a map right now, I would say a good portion of the Midwest is probably gonna, if there was a breakaway, they'd break away with the South. The South being Tennessee, North Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, maybe Kentucky and Missouri. I don't think Montana and Idaho and Wyoming and all those guys want to be stuck with California and Washington. But yeah, I mean that's what I see happening. Will the federal government allow it? Oh, I'm sure it's not going to be easy. It wouldn't be an easy thing to do. There might actually be some form of a physical conflict happening. And it'd be total chaos. I mean, I don't even want to think about it right now. Oh yeah, that's good water. And it, pure energy water right there. Okay. I think this is interesting. Several months ago, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, he talked about moving, actually, okay, completely pulling out of California. That's where he has his production line for his, well, one factory for his cars, and I believe where they produce spacecraft. And SpaceX and Tesla are the only companies that produce cars and spacecraft in California. Everyone else pulled out. And there's an article that talks about Musk actually recently relocated himself from California to Texas. He knows something. He must know something. I guarantee you, if it wasn't for the people that depended on those jobs in California, those factories will be gone. In fact, I think that he's probably gonna draw down his operations in California and move them somewhere else to a more freedom-friendly state. He's already got factories in Texas, Austin, and a few other places. So, which that's exciting. That's good to see that the second richest man is pulling out his personal life out of commie land over there, and maybe it will inspire others to do the same. And I feel bad for the good people of California and Oregon and Washington. Like what are they supposed to do when all the people with all the money start leaving? I mean, I know they're still gonna have Jeff Bezos of Amazon there. He just, I'm pretty sure he spent like $120 million on a piece of property with a huge mansion. So he's probably not going anywhere, but he doesn't pay taxes. He might pay taxes to California, but I doubt it. It's probably all faked. Oh boy. And let's see, what else is in the news? Apparently, the Democrats are pushing to strengthen the IRS again. So, that's great news, right? Typical communist move, making the agency that steals from you more powerful. That's just what we want. All right. Well, I wanted to keep it short today. I'm gonna try to keep doing these podcasts at least one, two, maybe three times a week, and hopefully I can get some guests on in the in the evening. There is something else. And they tell you not to talk about if you're writing or authoring a book. So I'm not going to really talk about it, but I am doing it. And that's also going to be taking up more of my time. But I really appreciate everybody who stops by the podcasts and wants to, you know, hear my thoughts. And I hope you think about this stuff the way I do. Because there's a lot of truth in it. A lot of it. Especially when it comes to the voting system. The democratic tools in a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That, we need to change all that. And I realize, you know, well, our system is better than this country or that country. I don't know. I don't think it's better. You know, we've been taken advantage of for a long time, and now I'm starting to feel the way that people feel in these hardcore communist nations. But anyway, again, you know, I want to thank you if you're listening on Pandora, iHeartRadio. We got people listening now in, I believe, Brazil, and now New York State, and I can't remember the other one. But yeah, it's expanding. The podcast is expanding, and I'm really excited to see where this goes in the next couple of years. Hopefully, I'll be around that long. And when I say that, I mean because I like to speak freely, and I try not to hold anything back. You know, I just want to be honest about my thoughts. I hope it doesn't sound too crazy to some of you people. Anyway, this is Bobby Hill signing off. Thank you.